Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sacred Divergence Radio, with your hostess Reverend Elizabeth on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Listen in every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern and join us in the chat room as we discuss music, magic, spirituality, and more.
And good evening, one and all. It is November 1st, 2015, and you are listening to Sacred Divergence Radio. As my good friend Terry said just a few seconds ago. And tonight is a wonderful night. I can feel the veil. Can you feel the veil? It's so thin, like gossamer silk. Very, very thin. And the spirits are walking among us tonight. And tonight I want to invoke the ancestors, my ancestors, the ancestors of the Karelian tradition, and your ancestors listening at home, whether they are of your blood or not, to join us here in this most holy and sacred time of the year. Tonight, we're going to talk a little bit about the ritual that we had. We're going to talk about the origins of Samhain and trick-or-treating and all that kind of stuff. So, let me begin by thanking Tea House of the Goddess for hosting us tonight. Tea House of the Goddess is a formal distance shrine of Lady of the Circle and the Oaks here in South Carolina, or North Carolina, rather. And Lisa Visick is the shrine keeper, and she is just an amazing woman. And her family is just so beautiful. And the property that she has about 1 acre of land, and it's just amazing. We were joined by 21 people inside the circle tonight. 21 people on this side of the veil, anyway. And a myriad ancestors. So there were bunches and bunches of us present. And tonight we did the Hecate is Key ritual. And we each got this little charm, about a 1/4-inch charm of a Celtic knot, like a Celtic triquetra knot, in a circle. And they were each on a string. And we charged them to be our keys and to open the doors that we need to be open in this coming year. And I'm planning on putting mine on my degree cords. I had seen Lord Don had a Hecate's key on his. So I kind of want to emulate that. Um, But for now, I think it's just going to stay in my purse because I take my purse with me everywhere, and we're supposed to keep them on us for like a month or two. So eventually they'll go on my degree cards. But for now, it's going to just stay in my purse. And Astrophobe is saying, oh hell, not my ancestors. And I just want to clarify that your ancestors can be anyone that you find close to you. For example, I have a gentleman in my ancestor house whose name is Franklin. And he and I were very close. He was my first love. I never got to meet him in person, but we talked on the phone every day for almost 3 years. And he died of cancer in 2010. And I'll never forget him. And he is among my ancestors because of the closeness of him to my heart. And that's what's really important. They can be your ancestors of blood, or ancestors of philosophy, or ancestors of love. After the Hecate's Key ritual, and after the ritual was closed down, we had the most delicious chicken stew out of a giant, great, big cast iron cauldron. And this was the largest cast iron cauldron I personally have ever laid my hands on. And Lisa had been gifted it, I think today, actually. And so, yeah. It was really yummy. We also had kolkannon, which is basically mashed potatoes and kale. And we had, let's see, I think somebody brought yams with pecans, and there were two different kinds of fresh bread there, and there was hot apple cider, and bottled water. It was an awesome time. There was a cake there. I brought chocolate chip cookies. There was this delicious bean salad that was there, and it had onions and red peppers and green peppers in it, and beans. I think they were kidney beans. I'm not really sure on that. I can't really tell the different kinds of beans. There's so many different kinds of legumes, it's not even funny. But anyway, it was really good. And it was so fresh. And the stew had dumplings in it. I don't think I got any dumplings in mine. So yeah, I just wanted to say thank you again to Lisa and Bill, and I think his name was Josh. He was the other fire tender that was helping Bill move the huge cast iron cauldron on and off the fire as need be, and who also helped to season it and grind off all the rust that was on the outside of it and make it look presentable to all of us. I really, really appreciate it tonight. And we also got the drum about an hour, hour and a half before the cops came. apparently, one of the neighbors got upset with us for drumming at 8 o'clock at night. So the cops came, and I guess they asked us to quiet down because there was no more drumming after that. But we got our hour of fun in, you know, it was good. It was good to get my hands pulsing and red again from playing on my djembe. For those of you who don't know, my djembe's name is Brother Africa, and I got him from a Ghanaian who was here in the United States on, I guess, on a work visa, and who had gone around to all these different festivals making drums. Goodness, excuse me. I am super tired tonight. But anyway, my drum has been with me since 2009, and it was last year that I had to have the drum head replaced because it cracked during the winter when I was living in Minnesota. So I think it was like the last year or the year before. But that's typical, you know. Every 3 or 4 years, it's good to get the drum head replaced, especially if you play it a lot. The drum head is made out of goat skin, which is typical for African drums. Tonight we also have some Dumbeks in residence, and the djembe is an African-style drum, African-style goblet drum, and the Dumbek is the Middle Eastern version. They're usually a lot smaller, so that they can be held underneath the crook of the arm. They're a lot higher in pitch, usually. Djembes, the tall ones, are usually really bass-toned, and the Dumbeks tend to be a higher pitch. I've never really seen a big Dumbek before, but I'm sure that they do exist. And, of course, they have a myriad range of tones that they come in. No two are going to sound exactly the same because no two are exactly alike. And the same holds true for djembe. And so, yeah, it was really awesome to get to meet so many different people. So, let's go ahead and play some music. I'll pull up a Samhain song for us to listen to. Two or three, or as many as we have. We only have two. So let's go ahead and play Darb the Bard, Samhain Eve, and we're going to follow that up with Jenna Green, Samhain Night. I hope you enjoy, and please continue listening in on Sacred Divergence Radio.
Oh, voice will bite. Whoa, leave my soul. Whoa, leave my soul. Please pass me by.
welcome now the spirits of all sour nights. Light the sacred fire, hold your lover tight. Welcome now the spirits of all sour nights. The veil between the other world and the plane is mortal. Then to welcome the ancient ones, the earth becomes their portal. Let not your heart be heavy, let not your head be light. Keep aware and quench your fears on the sour night. Tap the lantern circle to protect you from your fears. As we celebrate the harvest and the Celtic New Year, come with me into the woods deep in the sacred grove and dance with me for life and love as the elements unfold. Light the sacred fire, hold your lover tight. Welcome now the spirits of all sour nights. Light the sacred fire, hold your lover tight. Welcome now the spirits of all sour nights. We honor our ancestors, loved ones who have passed. We keep them in our memory with love that always lasts. Tonight, because the bridge is close to be with us again, through the veil of spirit world into the realm of men. By oak and ash and thorn, we build a sacred fire. We dance until the morn. The smoke, it rises higher. Study close the shadow, study close the flame. A voice from long ago may whisper your name. We dare not fall asleep till the promise of a gentle dawn away the spirits free. Another sound coming on, but we will not forget their loving presence here. Those who've gone before us will honor all the years. Light the sacred fire, hold your love tight. Welcome now the spirits of all sour nights. Light the sacred fire, hold your love tight. Welcome now the spirits of all sour nights. So hold your love tight and walk now in the sweet dream through old sour nights where things are never as they seem. Welcome now the spirits of all sour nights. Light the sacred fire, hold your love tight. Welcome now the spirits of all sour nights.
And that was Samhain Eve and Samhain Night, respectively. I thank you for listening to Sacred Divergence Radio here on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. And tonight we're talking about Samhain. And Afterfove is in the chat room regaling us with his Samhain story. He got to spend Samhain at work selling last-minute costumes at Toys R Us and that kind of thing. Let's see. So let's take a look here. And see. On history.com. We have here on history.com a history of Halloween. And it says, straddling the line between fall and winter, plenty and paucity, life and death, Halloween is a time of celebration and superstition. It is thought to have originated with the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain, when people would light bonfires and wear costumes to ward off roaming ghosts. In the 8th century, Pope Gregory III designated November 1st as the time to honor all saints and martyrs. The holiday, All Saints' Day, incorporated some of the traditions of Samhain. The evening before was known as All Hallows' Eve, and later Halloween. Over time, Halloween evolved into a secular... hold on a second, there's a video playing. I don't know where all these ads are coming from. I'm trying to identify the source of this ad so I can shut it up and continue reading to you guys. But it's really hard to find because it's a really big page. There we go. Okay, it's finally gone away. Now, where was I? Yes, here we go. Over time, Halloween evolved into a secular, community-based event characterized by child-friendly activities such as trick-or-treating. In a number of countries around the world, as the days grow shorter and the nights get colder, people continue to usher in the winter season with gatherings, costumes, and sweet treats. Halloween's origins date back to the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain. The Celts, who lived 2,000 years ago in the area that is now Ireland, the United Kingdom, and Northern France, celebrated their New Year on November 1st. This day marked the end of summer and the harvest and the beginning of the dark, cold winter, a time of year that was often associated with human death. Celts believed that on the night before the New Year, the boundary between the worlds of the living and dead became blurred. On the night of October 31st, they celebrated Samhain, when it was believed that the ghosts of the dead returned to Earth. In addition to causing trouble and damaging crops, Celts thought that the presence of otherworldly spirits made it easier for the druids or Celtic priests to make predictions about the future. For a people entirely dependent on the volatile natural world, these prophecies were an important source of comfort and direction during the long, dark winter. To commemorate the event, druids build huge sacred bonfires where the people gather to burn crops and animals as sacrifices to their deities. During the celebration, the Celts wore costumes, typically consisting of animal heads and skins, and attempted to tell each other's fortunes. When the celebration was over, they relit their hearth fires, which they had extinguished earlier that evening, from the sacred bonfire to help protect them during the coming winter. So that's pretty cool. and you can read more on history.com if you so choose. And hello to, in the chat room, to Miss Pretty. I'm sorry I cannot read your private message. Let me open the moderator chat in a new window and see if it'll pop up there. And Afterfove is saying that it's pretty cool to spend Samhain in a Toys R Us. So, let's see. I think we're going to play some more music because I've talked to you guys and I've probably talked all of your ears off about Samhain. So, let's grab some S.J. Tucker from our deck here. And we're going to play... First, we're going to play Goddess, and then I will play Go Away God Boy. So here are two of my favorite songs from S.J. Tucker. I hope you enjoy. Whoa.
I'm in love with the goddess who lives down the street. I got clouds on my agenda and a spring in my feet. And I wonder if she knows, if she knows. I am smiling at strangers like I usually will, like a cat with a canary who will surely fit the bill. And I wonder if she knows, if she knows. What am I thinking? I got too much to do. I got no time to go running after dreams or chasing after you. But there's this sleepy sense that everything's gonna work out right. May I visit you tonight, starlight, style bright. I am in love with the goddess who lives down the street. Oh, the girl may work at Waffle House, but she doesn't miss a beat. And I wonder if she'll hear what I propose. 'Cause I just wanna make her happy. No, I don't wanna lay no claim. If there's damage to be done, I am no good at taking blame. And I wonder if she knows, if she knows. Yeah, 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 yeah,
And that was two of my favorite songs by S.J. Tucker. She is such an amazing person. And if you look in the archives, I had the chance to interview her on one of my previous shows. So just search in the archives there, and you'll be able to listen to that. And another thing that I wanted to highlight tonight was Daylight Savings Time, or Daylight Saving Time without the S on savings, because it just changed over this morning at 2 a.m. We've rolled back our clocks to 1 a.m., and we got an extra hour of sleep. And this change ostensibly allows us to use less energy in lighting our homes by taking advantage of the longer and later daylight hours during the summer and spring. And I guess it lasts for about 8 months. And each time zone in the U.S. changes from Eastern Standard Time to become Eastern Daylight Time, Central Standard Time to become Central Daylight Time, and so on. Mountain changes, and so does Pacific. It was instituted during World War I in order to save energy for war production by taking advantage of the hours of daylight, the later hours of daylight, between April and October. And during World War II, the federal government again required the states to observe the time change. So between the wars and after World War II, states and communities chose whether or not to observe daylight savings time. In 1966, Congress passed the Uniform Time Act, which standardized the length of daylight savings time, saving time. It is 4 weeks longer since 2007, due to the passage of the Energy Policy Act in 2005. The act extended daylight saving time by 4 weeks, from the second Sunday of March to the first Sunday of November, with the hope that it would save about 10,000 barrels of oil each day through reduced use of power by businesses during daylight hours. Unfortunately, it is exceedingly difficult to determine energy savings from daylight saving time, and based on a variety of factors, it is possible that little or no energy is saved by daylight saving time. Arizona, except for some Indian reservations, Hawaii, Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and American Samoa have chosen not to observe daylight saving time. This choice does not make sense for the areas closer to the equator because the days are more consistent in length throughout the year. Other parts of the world observe daylight saving time as well. European nations have been taking advantage of time change for decades. But in 1996, the European Union standardized an EU-wide European summer time. This EU version of daylight saving time runs from the last Sunday in March through the last Sunday in October. In the Southern Hemisphere, where summer comes in December, daylight saving time is observed from October to March. Equatorial and tropical countries in lower latitudes don't observe daylight saving time since the daylight hours are similar during every season, so there's no advantage to moving the clocks forward during the summer. Kyrgyzstan and Iceland are the only countries that observe year-round daylight saving time. Let me see if there's anything below this. Nope, that's it. So I hope that gave you guys a little bit of insight into why we change our clocks back. And after Fove, since we can thank Benjamin Franklin for that, I didn't see him cited in any of these articles that I've been reading, but Benjamin Franklin was quite the cool guy, from what I understand, and contributed a lot to America. So, I think we're going to play some more music and let you guys enjoy the evening. Let me pull up some here. Clear out this. Let's see. Oh, here we go. Bone Poets Orchestra. We're going to play Ecstasy in the Ruins by Bone Poets Orchestra. And for those of you who don't know, Bone Poets Orchestra is an undertaking by the folks who did Gaia Consort. So they're basically the same band, I think, except for one person. So I hope you enjoy the song, and we'll be back after this. Thanks for listening to Sacred Divergence Radio. Okay, apparently that song is not playing. So let's go ahead and play Jenna Green, Green Man.
see how the land is made in silver hue. You feel so lonely. Come with me and let me show there are others just like you who feel the powers of earth, sea and sky, of dragon and fairy and shades of the night. Hear the call of our ancestors of blood and bone, of womb and tomb and standing stone. Lady, stir your cauldron well, chant your words and sing your spell. Deep within and cold, hear the goddess Ceridwen call. See the man alone on a hill, his arms raised high to the moon, chanting words. A spell of power, a witch's rune. He calls to the powers of earth, sea and sky, of dragon and fairy and shades of the night. He calls to his ancestors of blood and bone, of womb and tomb and standing stone. Of the cauldron's brew and magic she will give to you. You will dance in the eye of the storm, your Ceridwen's children, the cauldron born. A charm of silver, the gypsy said when he was just 17. Your future, I'll tell you, every thread and turn, it's there to be seen. She took his hands, tracing the lines, searching for patterns and looking for signs. Your life a construction, one day you will see. Through the illusion and into the dream. Lady, stir your cauldron well, chant your words and sing your spell. Deep within this darkened hall, hear the goddess Ceridwen call. Come and taste of the cauldron's brew and magic she will give to you. You will dance in the eye of the storm, your Ceridwen's children, the cauldron born. Your words.
of the cauldron's brew and magic she will give to you. You will dance in the eye of the storm, your Ceridwen's children, the cauldron born. Oh lady, stir your cauldron well, chant your words and sing your spell. Deep within this darkened hall, hear the goddess Ceridwen call. Come and taste of the cauldron's brew and magic she will give to you. You will dance in the eye of the storm, your Ceridwen's children, the cauldron born. You're the cauldron born, cauldron born. Oh, we're the cauldron born, cauldron born. Oh, we're the cauldron born.
And thank you to everyone for tuning in tonight. It's been great spending this time with you all, and I will be tuning out for this evening, but be sure to listen in next week, same bat time, same bat channel, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, and I will be sure to return. And so we're going to say goodnight for now, and blessed be.
Thank you for listening to Sacred Divergence Radio with your hostess, Reverend Elizabeth and friends, on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Have a topic for us to discuss on air? Connect with Reverend Elizabeth at sacreddivergenceradio@gmail.com and on Twitter at SDivergence with hashtag TopicCat. See you next week at 10 p.m. Eastern here on Sacred Divergence Radio and the Spiritual Unity Radio Network.